since Jason's not here today, I'm going to change up my intro just a tiny bit. One of the things, and again, you know, I stuck my hand up. You know, I volunteered, hey. But then I got to thinking, Rodney, what were you thinking? Because the person who gives a message has to lead the music. And I'm like, so I thought about this song I heard one time, and I was praying that this wouldn't happen to me. Well, since we've already sang, it's obvious it's not going to happen to me, but I knew this old boy one time, and I think his name was Little Jimmy Dickens, but he was just an old country boy, and, you know, his mom made his diapers out of feed sacks and his suspenders out of plow ties. Man, that must have been a rough diaper rash with feed sacks. Anyway, they didn't have too much. But when he was going to school, all the singing teachers passed him by. And so he had to learn. The only way he learned how to sing was out behind the mule and the plow, because they didn't have tractors and all that back in the day. You know, you walked along behind a mule pulling the plow. So anyway, one day he was at church, and they called on him to sing a solo. And so he did the only thing he knew how to do. He just reared back and let her fly. And so he's singing this song, and I don't remember the song, but anyway, he hit a high note. And lo and behold, four cows and 14 pigs come walking in. And I'm like, Rodney, no, you can't let that happen. So originally Jason was going to lead the singing, because we didn't want 14 pigs and four cows coming in. But anyway, tonight, title of the message is Make Your Life Count. We're going to be looking in 1 Peter 5, 1 through 14. Throughout the lesson, we won't hit all the verses all at one time, but we'll go through them all by the time we're done. Jesus Christ lived the most significant life that ever has been lived. In fact, the most significant life that ever will be lived. Amen. How do you live a significant life? Make it count. I've always wanted to do something significant and important with my life. So as I was putting this message together, I thought back and I reflected on my life. And with the focal point being, okay, what have I done in my life to make it count? And it took me back to my military career when I was stationed in Germany. I was commander of a direct support heavy maintenance and supply company in Heilbronn, Germany. And I was responsible for 300 soldiers. And it wasn't like I was right here in Columbia, you know, and I could dial the police or social services or what on a dime. I'm in a foreign country. And I got 300 soldiers that are, you know, that I'm in charge of, responsible for. And this was a huge challenge, especially in a foreign country. This was 18 months where I had a huge impact on 300 soldiers. And I did my level best to make it count. And apparently I made a positive impact during my 18 months as commander based on all my evaluation reports that I received from my commanders. So, again, make it count. Let's take a look at 1 Peter 5, 1 through 4. The elders which are among you I exhort, who am I also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight, therefore, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but a ready mind. Neither as being lords over God's inheritance, but feeling in examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. So, first thing, if you want to improve your impact, start serving. Okay? And if you, and Matthew 23:11 says, but he that is a great, that is greatest among you shall be your servant. So let's take a look at that. But he that is greatest among you shall be your servant. That's simple, isn't it? Simple, clear, to the point. If I'm going to be the greatest, I have to be a servant. If you really want to have a significant life, one of the questions you have to ask yourself is, where can my life have the most impact? How can I best use my time? Jesus said to be the greatest, be a servant. The best and greatest impact that any person can have in this life is impacting another person's life. Peter was talking to some of the leaders of the church and was giving them some advice in how they should serve. When you serve, choose desire over duty. Okay? We want to desire to do something rather than take it as I'm forced, it's my duty, I have to do it. So choose desire over duty. Peter told them, serve not because you must, but because you're willing. And if the phrase, if I have to do it, is in your vocabulary, you're not serving just because you want to. When you serve, choose giving over getting. Okay? And I know a lot of you, when I say the word giving, you immediately think of money. But it goes far beyond that. We must make it about others, not ourselves. When you serve, choose being an example over being in control. And I'm sure at some point in all your lives you can relate to this. But no one likes being bossed around, especially by someone who isn't doing their part. And they also don't like working with someone that only allows things to be done one way, their way. You know, the old phrase, there's more than one way to skin a cat. Well, that is so true, you know. And my way or the highway isn't the right approach. So anyway, let's take a look at Peter 5:5-7. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject to one another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. And again, casting all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Okay? If you want to improve your impact, number three, stop worrying. Warriors don't make much impact in this world. They're too busy fighting imaginary dragons, and dragons they don't have to fight time to fight the real ones. Worrying tends to make you focus on yourself. And I know as I look back, a couple of years ago, I found myself in a situation where I was needing to spend a lot of my time driving 4 hours one way to go take care of my dad, whether it was to take him and drive him to Wichita to doctor's appointments or the multitude of other things that I needed to do for him as his health was failing. But what I discovered is I was focused on myself. I did nothing for a long, long time except fret, worry, and so I wasn't thinking, worrying about others. I was just so focused on myself. And we can't, if you're focused on yourself all the time, then you're not going to be doing what God would have you do. As long as you're focused on yourself, you can't do any of these other things we've talked about to make an impact on the world. Peter says, cast off your worry onto God. And this makes me think of fishing. The problem for many of us is we cast out all of our worries. But then we turn around and we reel them right back in. You know, and that worry is like a worm on a hook. You get your hook and you bait it with your worm and you cast it out. And when you reel it back in, what's still there? The worm. So, cast your worries off onto God, but we make a habit of reeling them right back in. Let's look at Peter 5, 8 through 9. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. If you want to improve your impact, you have to always be alert. As long as you're trying to be faithful, Satan will be doing whatever he can to destroy you. Don't let your guard down. Stay alert. Many times we as believers act shocked when Satan attacks us. Some of the shock comes from the fact that Satan is so sneaky about it. If you're serving God, you will be attacked. Be alert and ready. And remember, Satan can attack you, but he can never take your salvation from you. He can never destroy you forever. Let's look at Peter 5, 10 through 11. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To him be the glory for and dominion forever and ever. Amen. So again, if you want to improve your impact, be alert, but be ready. Jesus will come back for his bride. The church believers will be rewarded in heaven and will live with God for all eternity. No matter what happens to us while we live here on earth, our eternal rewards will still be there in heaven. God will have the last word. Amen. It may look like the devil's winning sometimes, but be assured he loses. Okay? In conclusion, let's take a look at 12 through 14, Peter 5, 12 through 14. By Silvanus, a faithful brother unto you, I suppose, I have written briefly, exhorting and testifying that this is the true grace of God wherein ye stand. The church is at Babylon, elected together with you, saluteth you, and doth Marcus, my son. Greet ye one another with a kiss of charity. Peace be with you all that are in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. So what I hope sincerely for each and every one of us today is when our life's over, I hope you can say that it counted for something. So, okay, let's bow for a word of prayer before we break off. Dear Lord, thank you for another day of life. Thank you for being with me as I presented the message tonight. And we just look up to you, Lord, during this time of trial for our church and searching for a pastor. We know that you have the answers. You know the individual. You've already got him picked out. But we also know and understand it's going to be done on your time. And when you're ready to reveal that individual to us, you will reveal him to us. And until then, we just need to continually pray, talk to pastors, ministers that we know that might be interested, and just keep forging ahead. But we know it's in your hands, and you will share with us when the timing is right for you, not us. So, again, as we break off for prayer, I ask all this humbly in your name. Amen.